Exodus chapter 38, verse 1 through 5. And he made the altar of burnt offering of acacia wood. 5 cubits was its length, and 5 cubits its width, square, and 3 cubits its height. And he made its horns upon its 4 corners. Its horns were of 1 piece with it, and he overlaid it with bronze. And he made all the utensils of the altar, the pots and the shovels and the basins, the forks and the firepans. All its utensils he made of bronze. And he made a grating of network of bronze for the altar, under its ledge beneath, reaching halfway up. And he cast 4 rings for the 4 ends of the grating of bronze, as holders for the poles.
The altar of the burnt offering typifies the cross of Christ. Referring to this, Hebrews 13:10 says, "We have an altar from which they have no right to eat who serve the tabernacle." The altar among the Israelites in ancient times was a type of the cross as a real altar. Today we have an altar. We are not speaking about something that we do not have. On the first day of every week, we come together to eat a sacrifice on this altar. This altar refers to the Lord's table. On this table, we can see the shed blood and the slain body represented by the cup and the loaf. Concerning the table, the Lord Jesus said that we should take and eat of his body and drink of his blood. The altar is a cross, and the cross is a table for our enjoyment.